Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay. See ya. Tyler's here. He says, I haven't for 1 minute felt like the Detroit Tigers deserve to be where they are. Yeah, they're shit. They're probably going to lose today. They play at around 3 o'clock. Thank you to Tyler, by the way. He sent me a clip that I think I need to investigate. A California gubernatorial running for governor. Did I say that right? Gubernatorial? I think I got to say it faster. California gubernatorial candidate Katie Porter was being interviewed by CBS, and she didn't like one of the questions.
What do you say to the
And she got upset, and I guess fucking had a temper tantrum. Let's take a look and a listen to Katie Porter. Tophis gets out in front of us. Says, she's a badass. She does not pull punches. Okay, I'm anxious. Let's check out Katie Porter, who's running for governor in California.
What do you say to the 40% of California voters who you'll need in order to win, who voted for Trump?
How would I need them in order to win, ma'am?
Well, unless you think you're going to get 60% of the vote. You think you'll get 60%. Everybody who did not vote for Trump will vote for you. That's what you're
saying. In a general election, yes. If it is me versus a Republican, I think that I will win the people who did not vote for Trump.
What if it's you versus another Democrat?
I don't intend that to be the case.
So how do you not intend that to be the case? Are you going to ask them not to run?
No. I'm saying I'm going to build the support. I have the support already in terms of name recognition.
That is a dumb question. How do you plan on beating all the other Democrats? Well, you know, getting more people to vote for me, I think, right? You have primaries. Isn't that the process?
Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to do the very best I can to make sure that we get through this primary in a really strong position. But let me be clear with you. I represented Orange County. I represented a purple area. Mm-hmm. I have stood on my own 2 feet and won Republican votes before. That's not something every candidate in this race can say. If you're from a deep blue area, if you're from LA or you're from Oakland, you don't have an experience.
But you just said you don't need those Trump voters.
Well, you asked me if I needed them to win.
So you don't.
I feel like this is unnecessarily argumentative. What is your question?
The question is the same thing I asked everybody, that this is being called the empowering voters to stop Trump's power grab. Every other candidate has answered this question. This is not
correct. And I said I support it.
So, and the question is, what do you say to the 40% of voters who voted for Trump?
Oh, I'm happy to say that. It's the do you need them to win part that I don't understand. I'm happy to answer the question as you have it written, and I'll answer it.
And we've also asked the other candidates, do you think you need any of those 40% of California voters to win? And you're saying, no, you don't.
No, I'm saying I'm going to try to win every vote I can. And what I'm saying to you is that...
Well, to those voters. Okay, so you...
I don't want to keep doing this. I'm going to call it. Okay. Thank you.
You're not going to do the interview with us?
Nope, not like this. I'm not. Not with 7 follow-ups to every single question you ask.
Every other candidate has answered
I don't
our
care.
Follow-ups.
I don't care. I want to have a pleasant, positive conversation in which you ask me about every issue on this list. And if every question you're going to make up a follow-up question, then we're never going to get there.
Ms.
And
Porter,
we're just going to circle around.
I am an investigative
reporter.
I've
never had to do this before, ever.
You've never had to have a conversation with
to end an interview.
Okay, but every other candidate has done this.
I'm running for governor because I'm a leader. So I am going to make...
So you're not
going
to answer questions from reporters? Okay, why don't we go through? I will continue to ask follow-up questions because that's my job as a journalist, but I will go through and ask these, and if you don't want to answer, you don't want to answer. So nearly every legislative...
I don't want to have an unhappy experience with you, and I don't want this all on camera.
Too late.
I don't want to have an unhappy experience with you either. I would love to continue to ask these questions so that we can show our viewers what every candidate feels about every one of these issues that they care about. And redistricting is a massive issue. We're going to do an entire story just on the responses to that question. And I've asked everybody the same follow-up questions.
Okay. I don't know if she ended up storming out this Katie Porter is an asshole. What a dick. Just answer the goddamn question. I don't think what... I mean, it's not like she asked her how big her twat is. I have no idea why she did that. I don't think that that was... And there was nothing that that reporter asked that is in any way out of bounds. I thought that was fucking ridiculous. Tophis, who obviously had some nice things to say about her before the clip, said, yep, that's going to hurt her. Tyler said, just shut up and answer the fucking question. Yeah, I'm going to back that up again. I want to, knowing what I know about this thing, I kind of want to touch on it again. To see if there's, I can glean anything from this reporter as being a problem.
You say to the 40% of California voters who you'll need in order to win, who voted for Trump.
How would I need them in order to win?
Okay, if that right there, how will I need them in order to win, ma'am?
Well, unless you think you're going to get 60% of the vote. You think you'll get 60%. Everybody who did not vote for Trump will vote for you. That's what you're
saying. In a general election, yes. If it is me versus a Republican, I think that I will win the people who did not vote for Trump.
What if it's you versus another Democrat?
I don't intend that to be the case.
Okay. None of that is the end of the world. All right. She's confident she'll win.
So how do you not intend that to be the case? Are you going to ask them not to run?
No, I'm saying I'm
going to... Silly question.
I'm going to build the support. I have the support already in terms of name recognition. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to do the very best I can to make sure that we get through this primary in a really strong position. But let me be clear with you. I represented Orange County. I represented a purple area. Mm-hmm. I have stood on my own 2 feet and won Republican votes before. That's not something every candidate in this race can say. If you're from a deep blue area, if you're from LA or you're from...
She is kind of talking out of both sides of her mouth. I have had Republicans vote for me.
Oakland... You don't have an experience.
But you just said you don't need those Trump voters.
Well, you asked me if I needed them to win.
So you don't
think... I feel like this is unnecessarily argumentative.
Okay, yeah. She should not have done it at that point. She's already, like, walled it off and put her hands up. I feel like this is unnecessarily argumentative. Yeah, there's... No, it's not. She pointed out that you kind of talked out of both sides of your mouth. What an asshole. Fuck this stupid bitch. She had been the clear front runner in the, Tyler says the same thing. As soon as she put those hands up, she was done. LOL. Prior to her epic implosion, she was a clear front runner with a 7-point lead over her rivals. Her Democratic primary foes quickly pounced on the meltdown. This is a pattern for Katie Porter. No candidate for governor should hide from the press or mistreat them. We owe it to the public to be transparent, said Tony Thurman, who I guess is one of the other candidates. If she can't answer basic questions from a reporter, how can Californians expect her to stand up to President Trump? Former California State Speaker Antonio Villaraigos said, we need a leader who will solve hard problems and answer simple questions. I'm not interested in excluding any vote. Every Californian deserves affordable health care, safe streets, a roof over their head, and a living wage. Incumbent Governor Gavin Newsom is term limited, and former Vice President Kamala Harris has passed on running. All right. Well, she might have just made, She might have just made the race a lot closer. Thank you, Tyler. I'm so glad I got to see that. What an asshole this chick is. Rebecca says the reporter is conflating primary election versus the gubernatorial election. The final election won't have two Dems on the ticket, so technically she won't need 40% of the Republicans if the 60% of the Dems vote for her. Well, that's no fun. Let's just say she's a crazy bitch. That's all we need to focus on. Donut Dan says, if we are hearing about it on this show, then she has troubles. All right. I'm kicking out the folks who are getting the show on Facebook and YouTube. Thank you so much. As always, key sponsors help make this show possible. Frank Fuss can help you with your health care. If you are in between jobs, perhaps you're like Greg Henson and you just got laid off, or perhaps you are self-employed, Frank can help you with your health care. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com for more information about how he can help you. Sign up at healthcare.gov. He does it for free. His services do not cost you a dime. He gets paid by health insurance companies, the folks like you who get put into policies because of Frank. He's a licensed independent insurance agent / broker. He can help you out with your retirement plans as well. Buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. We mentioned Rick from TC Paintball earlier. He is, of course, the man behind TC Paintball. And one day, axe throwing. If you want to book a paintball event, head over to the website tcpaintballgr.com to find out more about the fun that you can have with a paintball adventure from TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. They service all makes and models of cars. They can help you with your EV or your hybrid. They have free loaner cars. They're right in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can find out more of their information at ervines.com. That is ervines.com. Rick from TC is here. He writes, ugh. No doubt reacting to the crack about TC paintball, and axe throwing. I never forget. This is how it went from my end. I was talking on the show. I called up this local place that features axe throwing. It's called like Ronnie's Axe Throwing Emporium. Call the guy up. I go, hey, my name's Eric Zane. Hey, I know who you are. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Hey, anyway, I do a podcast now, and it's going pretty good, and I think you guys might be good to be on the podcast. He goes, you know, I think you're onto something. Send me some information. I'm excited about that. I go, I will. That is, hey, it's so nice to meet you. It's a pleasure. Easy. All right, I'll send it along. And I was stoked. Sat down right here, and I started doing the podcast. I go, you know, I just talked to the nicest guy. He owns Ronnie's Axe Throwing Emporium. And, you know, it's you throw the axe at the target, and he's, excuse me, trying to build his business. We might be able to get him on the podcast, and we can go ahead and have axe throwing parties. Like, you can bring in your booze, and we'll get together and we'll throw some axes. Short time later, I get a text. Yeah, just an FYI, EZ. This is Rick from TC. Yeah, what's up, buddy? Excuse me.
I just made a capital investment. I am launching TC Axe Throwing. We are days away from launch. We're going to have some of the greatest axe throwers here to kick off our big opening weekend. And I'm planning on, you know, I'm just letting you know that you might not want to pursue them as a sponsor, even though they're clearly going to give you money. We have our own axe throwing here. And I go, well, Rick, there's no way I'm going to get Ronnie's Axe Throwing Emporium on the show. If you have axe throwing, that's a conflict of interest. There's no way I'm going to tell people to go to Ronnie's if you're doing TC Axe Throwing. Hey, I appreciate that, Easy. That was, I think Barack Obama was the president when this all happened. No, it was during the first Trump presidency. And right now, hold on. Maybe we should get an axe throwing update from Rick over at TC Paintball. It's been a long time since Rick's been on here.
God damn it, I should have kept my mouth shut.
How many layers of dust are on the axe throwing gear?
Oh, if you only knew the answer to that question. Not only has it have layers of dust on it, and my focus has been on other things, the plan for the axe throwing has shifted several times. No more progress, but the plan has shifted.
Do you have like staff meetings and then Tom might say, hey, so what's the latest on axe throwing? And you're like, ah.
No, they're not allowed to ask.
It's don't ask, don't tell, go to hell.
Something like that, yeah. I thought that was going to be easy. I ran into some snags. And at the same time, my everyday schedule has been filled with more pressing issues. I just haven't had the time to do it.
Of course. Question, are you using the axes to beat up dogs?
I knew as soon as my name was mentioned, we're going to talk about child and or pet abuse. And just to be clear, I don't do any of those things. I simply stated in interviews past that I believe in physical discipline. That's all I said.
Speaking of physical, your son has got to be like 6'5" now.
He's 6'1", pushing 6'2" right now. Yeah, he's got his last football game of the season tonight.
I haven't spoken to you. How has he done this football season, and what level of play is he in?
He's in eighth grade. He plays for Granville. Oddly enough, he started this football season exactly the way he started last football season, and that's with a broken bone because of an accident on an electric bike.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, 2 years in a row, it delayed his beginning of the season.
What position is he, like a receiver or something?
He plays tight end and offense and either defensive tackle or defensive end, depending on alignment.
I bet he's considerably bigger than most of the players.
You know, you would think that. And overall, when we go match up against these other teams, other teams with these strong programs, we don't look big. Now, Lane stands out amongst his teammates. He's got a couple kids that are similar height. But overall, these other teams are a lot bigger than us. And I would say they've all got a kid about the same size as Lane, if not several.
Middle school, the young women are aggressive. Is it a problem yet?
Oh, yeah. This last year when he got to seventh grade, he started wearing cologne.
Okay.
Messing with his hair all the way to school, staring at his phone and just making sure all the messy hairs in the front are in a specific place, I guess.
Yes. This is good.
We get our doorbell ding dong ditched all the time by a crowd of, 8 to 10 girls from the neighborhood are all giggling and gathering around.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So there's got to be a protocol in place. Have you been tasked with all of the necessary conversations, or is that Mrs. Rick's job?
We both are pretty open about it. We don't want any weird, how do I put it? We don't want any like weird feelings from our parent or from us as parents, affecting, you know, what we're able to teach our kids. So
yeah,
we've been very open with him about, you know, what's what, birds and the bees. And I think I've had the talk with him too many times, because now if it ever comes up, there's eye rolling going on. And, you know, he's very impatient. There's a lot of sighs. And it's like, yeah, Dad, I know, I've heard it, blah, blah, blah.
All right, good. That's good. Now that means he's going to do the opposite.
Well, right. I was hoping to get like maybe a blueprint or a playbook that you use with Jim.
Oh.
So I could avoid certain pitfalls.
It's still to this day, if I tell him something, he's doing the opposite. Still to this day, and he's like older than you now.
Older than me now? If he was older than me, wouldn't he always have been older?
No, I'm just being an idiot. He's 30, and it's like, God, it's like you're 15 again. Unbelievable. All right, I just wanted to get the update on axe throwing.
Yes, and I appreciate you, being concerned.
Okay, as always.
Talk to you soon.
All right, see you, bye. If he asks for help on a solar system project, automatically assume he's lying. Oh, my God. Bread Bull Brain Chris says grandbabies on the way. Okay. We are going to go back in time and tell an amazing story. And it was sent to me, I believe, by Bread Bull Brain Chris. And it's not a new story. It's an old story. In fact, it was revealed in 2019 that a person had died. That would be Larry Eli Mario Moncada. Larry worked at a supermarket known as the No Frills Supermarket. I remember this story. And he was missing in 2009, and then he never turned up again. And then he was declared dead shortly after. And he was just 25 years old. So like, what went on? And there was, how did he just disappear? All they know is that Larry went to work and he never came home. His parents became concerned because when he left the home, he was in a distressed state. He was barefoot during a blizzard without his keys and without a car and failed to return. Now, when you hear that, you think, well, he died in the elements. He's probably in a body of water or something like that. Larry was never found. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. Secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Relatives of Larry revealed that Larry was suffering from hallucinations at the time of his disappearance. He was hearing voices that said, "Eat sugar," his mother said via translator. Now, I don't know. Maybe that was his body to say, you know, you're diabetic. I don't know. Who knows? He felt his heart was beating too hard and thought that if he ate sugar, his heart would not be so hard. So there's something going on there. The parents said that Larry might have been acting weird in 09 because of the medicine that he had been taking. Now, from 09 to the rest of the story, we're not really sure what's going on. But 10 years later, they found Larry's body, and it was at the store where he worked. He had fallen into an 18-inch gap between the cooler and a wall. And he was stuck there. And for whatever reason, his pleas for help weren't heard. And, he died there. And so for 10 years, his remains have been between the cooler and the wall, or had been there. Like I said, this is 2019 when this story was revealed. And that's amazing, because if there's even a mouse dead at Fear Bunker North, and that the smell is so bad, and this is a little of a fucking human being, you know? As per reports, Larry's corpse was found by a group of workers who had been ordered to remove shelves and coolers. The store had been shut for 3 years at this point, and the premises were being cleared. So, store was out of business because this happened in 2009. Fast forward to 2016, the store closes down. But you got to figure, just a handful of days after he went missing, he was already starting to rot. They used DNA evidence to determine that it was, in fact, Larry. They concluded that this was an accident. Larry had gone into the supermarket after leaving his family home, thereafter climbing atop the store's cooler, and he fell into the gap between the units and the wall and was trapped. While the noise of the freezer units would have been so loud, there was probably no way anyone heard him. My God. It does say, hauntingly, a former staff member claimed they had reported a terrible smell coming from the freezer units, though their complaints were repeatedly dismissed. Yeah, whatever. Shut up and get to work. Bag the groceries. This is poor Larry. So he's actually been dead since about 2009. They didn't find his body to 2019. How do you explain that to the mom and dad? You're probably better off just like not telling them. Don't say nothing to them. It's pee break time. Sorry, I don't normally have two, but I drank a lot of water. So you got to hang. I'll be back. All right, I'm back. Just got a text. I need to share it with you. My father needed to go to the dock. He's been having some bladder issues. Like he'd pee and there's like blood in the toilet. He was told, by the way, it's no big deal and they will take care of it. It's not like something dramatically awful. I mean, it's scary. My beloved sister/stepsister Sue writes this. For your amusement, because we're all in this together. You know what? If I read this and she finds out that I read it, she's probably going to beat my ass. I'll just be sensitive about it. It was a long drive, over an hour to get to the doctor, to get these two sleepy heads to the dock every 2 minutes. My dad, asking, when are we going to get there? Come to find out, the poor guy had to go poo. So we got there. He told us he had to go bad. It was the longest walk to the bathroom, and by then, guess what happened? He did his best. But it didn't work out. Sue's husband, Jim, that's Marquis, I've mentioned him many times. Marquis had to go in to help him to become presentable for what we assume the doctor will be checking out in his office. This required some stuff that I'm not going to mention, unless left him, number one, going commando because there was no saving what he was wearing underneath his pants, or two, borrowing some products from my mother that she has to currently use. Me jogging back and forth, retrieving said products and handing them in the door to Jim. Not sure how he made those work, and I don't know if I want to know. Anyway, now we're late to check in. Finally get to the office and get put back in a room. Me, Mom, and Rob. Nurse hands Rob a cup. What the hell is this for? He asked indignantly, explaining what we need produced. Outrage and much agitation. I stepped out, and Mom tried to reason and help. I'm standing outside the door where myself and everyone in the whole complex could hear the arguing going on. I walked up to the desk and explained why it was happening. They all understood. After 10 minutes of that, my mom calls me back and the cup is empty. Total refusal. He doesn't believe me that he's bleeding when he pees. So I show him the picture we took two nights ago and he's shocked into silence. I then told him we can't leave until he puts some pee in the cup, and if he won't let Mom help him, then the nurse has to do it. I walked back out, and the cup was immediately filled. My God. Yeah, he gets crabby. And by the way, yeah, just hats off to those two. Marquis gets star in the forehead with that one. Why does poo have to be such a horrible process? I mean, I understand how it gets, Why does it have to be so toxic? You know, was there any way around that? Like, you know, if you look at the evolution of the automobile, what was the way it was done? It's probably much easier and better now because they found a better way. You would think that, you know, God up in heaven would be like, okay, hey, team, we've got to work on this digestive system. It's the people that utilize the digestive system, they go through a lot when the used food flies out. I think we need to maybe like a workaround, a better plan to make this acceptable. All right, my trip to there is Friday. I am not yet sure if I will be podcasting Friday. I originally was going to go up north on Friday, but Pooh Bear and I are like, we're not going up north until we can rest easy that their health is in order, these two. There will be no going up north because it isn't so much about we need to go help them. It's we need to give the people that are there a break. One of you said, I think it was Rebecca, Miss Twat-a-Lot, said, Easy, you would be good working at like an assisted living facility or like memory care or something like that. I think you're on to something. I think that would be a good move if I could go there and like there's the one up the road and just say, hey, so how do I work here? I'm not kidding you. Totally serious. How do I work here? Well, you need a nursing degree. So there's that. And I don't know if I'd want to do that, but I just want to be, I would just like to walk in and assist. Tyler says they don't pay well. Oh, I'm not doing it for money. I'm doing it because it's something to do and it's a good time. You know, when I say good time, I mean like it's rewarding or fulfilling. That's what I'm looking at. None of the jobs that I actually have outside of this one make any real money. I do them because this is how I color my life. You know, in order for me to be able to dip into the stories that I have here, it has to be because of teaching or doing radio shows or whatever the hell. And Yoda World's 100% right. It's better than sitting at home consuming media. It's like, what the fuck am I going to do? I'm sitting around picking my ass, doing nothing. I would much rather take that 3-4 hours that I'm not doing anything. And why not? Why not go there and say, yeah, well, here's your meal, Mr. So-and-so. I might even make a friend or two, you know? You could probably do a quick nurse aid course and get a job. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to bang on the door of the old folks' home. And when I say, yeah, I want to work here, they always ask why. Like when I went to work, make French fries at Bosco's Pub as a French fry cook, Doug said to me, he goes, why are you doing this? And I go, well, I need something to do. I need more to do. All right, I got a video of my dad that I want to share with you. Actually, I'm just going to share the audio. You know what? I'm going to save it for the Patreon. No, I can't do that. I already talked about it. I had said to you that my dad keeps mentioning the guns of Navarone. Which is a film. It's the 1970s, I think. Maybe like late 60s. Gregory Peck, Anthony Quinn, in The Guns of Navarone. For some reason, it is stuck in his brain. And he keeps saying it. I finally have footage of him saying it. And my stepsister sent it along. And I did, in fact, look. That film is available. I can actually watch the film. Okay, I hope I can share this with you. I don't know if I can, but I hope I can. Okay, I gotta upload it. Let me do this. Let me upload it to where I need to upload it. And then I can do it. I think it might be interesting if I can get video of him when I tell him, hey, Dad, I want to watch a movie. And he'll go, what is it? And I'll say, it's called The Guns of Navarone. Just to get the reaction of this sweet soul when I tell him that we're going to watch it. Okay. I think I have this ready to go. Okay. Sorry. I've had to do this on the fly.
I think about it all the time.
One day we're going to have to...
What do you think about all the time?
Guns of Navarone.
But why?
What is that?
I don't know. That's what I want to know. You say it all the time.
Guns of Navarone. I don't know what it is.
We'll have to figure it out.
Huh.
Is he not the cutest fucker you have ever seen in your whole life?
I think about it all the time.
One day we're going to have to...
What do you think about all the time?
Guns of Navarone.
But why?
What is that?
I don't know. That's what I want to know. You say it all
the
time.
Guns of Navarone. I don't know what it is.
We'll have to figure it out.
Huh.
So great. Oh, my God. He's so confused. Sue, who you just heard there, she sees him every minute of every day. And he knows her, but his brain goes in and out. So he'll be like, who are you again? I'm Sue. I'm your daughter, your stepdaughter. Oh, that's right. Right. Red Bull Brain Chris says, I like how he rolls his R when he says Navarone. That's basically how he talks. Dad, what is your name? Robin. That's not a good example. Navarone. My cousin who lives in California, whose mother is my dad's sister, Garcia is her name. And she calls me up and she says, when you go there on Friday, can you FaceTime so that my mom and your dad can talk? I go, absolutely. And he still remembers her. But Amy says, does he ever revert back to his native language? Yeah, and that's happening more and more. So you're just talking to him in the middle of the conversation, and he's speaking English, and he's answering you in English, and then all of a sudden he'll start answering you the back half of the answer or whatever the hell in either Farsi or Armenian. And then I'm like, I don't know what you mean. What do you mean? Well, I don't speak that language. What language? I'm speaking language to you, guy. Yeah, but you're speaking a different... You did half of that in English, and then the rest is in Farsi or Armenian. I can't tell the difference between those. I did? Yes. Oh, okay. And then he has to think it through. I think he's just forgetting English is what it is. But I'm actually excited to visit. And I'm looking up some recipes to make that are good for people with that are delicious, but specifically for people who are diabetic. Because everything I cook is, you know, comfort food with pasta in it, you know. So I kind of want to prepare food that would be more conducive to, you know, that type of eating that he has to do. The Guns of Navadon guy. I'm just glad Dad doesn't talk. I mean, that's how he talks. You know, it just kind of being in the dark about a lot of things. As opposed to the psychopath that was at the hospital. Remember this guy?
Ah, there you go. You got a nice Michigan shirt on.
And that guy was probably only 75 years old. Dad's going to be 92 in March. Rebecca says, I still say this guy, that guy sounds like Joe Biden having a dementia moment. Oh, yeah. Okay. Update on the mom. Oh, shit. I lost it. Oh, damn it. I was going to update the mom who, the daughter, 20-something-year-old daughter, who had cancer, totally treatable cancer. But the mom, who's a one of these conspiracy theorist influencers, said, no, you don't have cancer. You're just sick and you need me to jam some coffee up your asshole, and insisted that the kid get coffee enemas. And the kid bought it. And when I say kid, she's in her 20s. Said, yeah, okay, mom, I trust you. Well, she died of cancer. And now the mom is on trial overseas for the death of the daughter. But I'm going to have to save that for the Patreon bonus podcast because I had it and then I just clicked on it and deleted it or X'd out of it. So I'm an asshole. My apologies. All right. So I'm going to leave it right there. But before I get to the asshole of the day, as you know, Kuiper Tree Care at 616-828-8225. If you are in West Michigan, you can sign up for their services. If you got a tree down, that's who you call. Kuiper Tree Care, Kuiper, treecare.com at 616-828-8225. Call or text today. You got a tree down, they will take care of that. Or if you have an unwanted tree, have them bring it down, grind the stump, and off you go. Kuiper Tree Care, 616-828-8225. And finally today, King's Room Barbershop, great place to get your hair cut. Kingsroom.net is their website. Three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, 821 36th Street, kingsroombarbershop.com. Today's asshole of the day. Boy, I have a hard time remembering. Jonathan Gannon was the asshole of the day yesterday. That's the coach who yelled at the player and then went like the next day and said he's so sorry for yelling at the player. Today, the asshole of the day has to be the Arizona Cardinals for fining that coach $100,000 for yelling at the poor football player who makes $15 million a year for dropping the football before he got into the end zone. Oh, my God. All right. That is my time. Thank you, folks. Patreon bonus happens a little bit later on. I'm always looking forward to that. Thank you for signing up and being part of it. You guys are great. I'll talk to you later on. Have a good one. Bye-bye.